There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.
Charlotte Soccer Show, welcome back, Tifos. It is a playoff edition of your favorite Charlotte FC podcast, and mine, at least. It's mine. I don't know if it's yours, Johnny. I don't know what you're listening to these days. But welcome, everybody, to a Tuesday afternoon taping. We're drinking Sycamore cheers. Mountain Candy.
Cheers to you.
Just a lunch beer.
It's nice.
Just a little lunch beer. Ahead of game three against New York City FC, a do-or-die match. Once again, second year in a row for Charlotte, this time at home. Johnny, how you doing? We got a special guest today. I can't wait to introduce him. Let's just do it. I know I asked you how you're doing. I'm going to put the answer to that question off to the side for just a second.
I'm doing fine. Get him in here.
Because we got BWP, folks. The legend, MLS legend, Bradley Wright Phillips joins the show. An all-time goal scorer. A creative wizard, just a powerhouse in this league. And now you see him every week on Apple TV, analyzing the games from the studio with all our other friends that you've seen on this show many, many times. BWP, welcome.
Thank you for having me, man. And a nice welcome. You guys always saying some nice stuff about me, man. I don't get that anywhere else apart from here.
Well, we're lacking a bit of a creative spark. Are you available on Friday night?
You wouldn't want to see that. You wouldn't want to see this beer belly running around on that field. It wouldn't look good.
Yeah, I was joking. Before the show, we were joking. The Arsenal match is on. They got Michael Merino starting at striker. I'm like, what is Merino? That's a central midfielder. You might as well sign BWP if you can start him at striker. Come on.
Super Mikel Arteta, man. He knows what to do. Put players anywhere and they have a good performance.
Yeah. And shout out to all the Arsenal family. I know that's a dear family to you growing up. And shout out to your dad for his birthday this week. And
happy birthday, Pops.
We're here to talk playoffs, baby. It's Charlotte FC, New York City FC. Some said we wouldn't get here after the game one loss without Wilfried Zaha on the pitch. Yeah. New York had that one moment of magic and kind of an otherwise forgettable night. Charlotte had a much better second half performance after a complete. The players just acted like they didn't even realize the match had kicked off in the first half. But what did you see in these first two games? Then we'll start getting into game three, brother.
If I'm being totally honest, the first game, game one, I was disappointed with Charlotte because if there's one thing I would expect from you guys is that it's going to be tough to play against. You know, they're going to be a difficult team to get chances against. You're going to be good in transition. And I just didn't see that. It's like you said, it's just like they almost didn't know it was a playoff game. I know you're missing, you know, probably your best player in Wilfried Zaha, but there was a chance for Willabada to step into this game and make a name for himself and do something. And I didn't see it in the final third. And that was disappointing. And then now you're up against it when you go into, you know, New York City. And I think for what the game was, New York City will be disappointed. But I thought you guys done well playing away from home. And the most important thing is you got yourself into this game again, to game three. That's all you have to do. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Get to game three to where now you have a reset and it's almost just like one game or go home. And I think that was the task and you managed to do it.
You talked about the final third and the struggles there. I think the entire fan base of Charlotte FC was a bit concerned when Patrick Ajimong was sold, signed with Derby County, and Edan Toklamati comes into the side and just fills Pat's shoes. Yeah. Admirably well. Bit of a no-show so far in these first couple games. What does Edan have to do, Toklamati, to find his way and get more into the game Friday night against NYCFC?
Just to give him some credit, wasn't easy to fill the boots of Patrick Ajimong, so well done to him for the regular season. I do think in these playoff games, I don't think they've used him well enough. I don't want to take all the responsibility off of him, but I've been a similar striker to Toklamati, the things he wants to do in a game. And for players like him to be, you know, to be successful and effective, he needs service. You need to play him in behind. You need to know his runs. Play him in behind. He's very good in the air. I want to see more crosses go into the box. Now, if he's getting a lot of chances and he's missing those chances, then we can say, okay, you know, and you need to turn up, Toklamati. But I don't think he's had enough service So I won't judge him yet. I'd like to see, you know, in game three, they're really making a point of trying to get him the ball inside the box, because he don't need a full chance. He can score off half a chance.
Yeah, and I think just in his defense, I will say he should have had an assist in game two. One of the silkiest backheel passes to sort of try to finish off a sweeping move. And unfortunately, the left back is the guy who found himself on the end of it. And Harry Toffolo shot that thing over the goal. Never send a fullback to do a striker job, right? We should. We had a little bit more polished score up there. But it is what it is. We did advance. And I don't want to dwell on the past too much, but it's all eyes on Zaha in game three here. And we're still, if we're honest, we're still somewhat smarting from the fact that we probably could have beaten New York if we'd had him on the pitch in game one. So he was asked after the shootout win, you know, spirits are high, but people, when they finally got their chance to stick a microphone in front of him, they were asking him, you know, what did you think? Why did you get the red card on decision day in the final minutes of the match? And he had some pretty pointed comments in response to that I want to play for you, Bradley, and then maybe ask you some questions based off that.
Stuff happens. You know, I'm human. Like, I get annoyed. And we've played 34 games. I got two yellow cards the last game of the season. I think someone said I'm the most fouled player in the league. So, people got to understand from my side. It's easy enough from the outside saying, oh, yeah, he's got to control his temper. I've got cuts on my knees. My ankles are brutalized weekly. So, yeah, man, I just played the game the way I played the game, you know?
Oh, his poor ankles. What do you think?
I love, you know what I love about Wolf? He's so honest. I feel like the way he explains that to the media is how he's going to explain that to his friend back home. And I think that's all you can ask for. You know, when as a player, just be as real as possible. But what the fans have to understand is what Wolf said. He's a human being. But then what Wolf has to understand is that the fans are frustrated because you are the key to winning the game. So they're not mad at you for making a human mistake. They're mad at you now because they're worried that without you in this team, we might not win. You know, so that's where you kind of both have to look at it from each other's point of view. But I just love a person, or an athlete that just talks, you know, how it is. I don't think you're going to see in game three, Wilf start acting like he, you know, don't want to touch anyone or argue. When he gets mad, when he gets frustrated, that's when you see the best version of him. He still has to learn to toe the line a little bit better. But if we're taking that away from Wilf, then you're not going to get the player that can go past two or three players and score a goal.
What I'm impressed by is the fact that he's a humble player. And in those press conferences, he basically talked about this is a team around me. It's not just all about me, right? Yes. And whether he recognizes whether he's being truthful about the fact that he believes that the team is solid without him or not, just going out there and saying that, Bradley, it's like I respect him for that. But at the same time, I do want to tell him, like, hey, like, you are the best player on the team, and that's why the fans are frustrated, is because you do, like you said, give us that, you know, he does give Charlotte the best chance to win. So, you know, take away the fact that that unfortunate second yellow happened and the loss in game one happened, the fact that he got his PK to go this time around after missing the last time against NYCFC, right? He's already started to pick up the pieces. There is a chance. Is there a chance that on Friday night at home in front of the home supporters that Zaha kind of like makes his mark this year, goes for a brace, and all of a sudden heads up to Philadelphia in a one game Eastern Conference semifinal? Like, it's all right there for him, isn't it?
I would not be surprised. I've seen Wilfred Zaha drag Crystal Palace to the Premier League. I've seen Wilfred Zaha keep Crystal Palace in the Premier League, you know, almost single-handedly. So if you're asking me if I'll be surprised if he, you know, turns up on Friday and has a mad in the match performance with a couple of goals and assists, I wouldn't be surprised. I think what we are getting, and where you guys should feel lucky, is that he's a bit wound up. He don't like being questioned about this kind of stuff, you know, because he thinks this is just me. Why don't people understand? But if you get him wound up, you might get a good performance out of him. And let's be honest, the regular season's amazing. I think Wilf done, you know, really well in regular season. I think we were me included, the media were very harsh on him because we know what he's capable of. But as he got going, you know, as he got his family settled, this guy was really good in this season. My first season in MLS, I think I had one goal in regular season and one goal in the playoffs. I think Wilf had, 10 and 10? Mm-hmm. So he's had a good season. But you're here for these moments, Wilf. And playoffs is where players really stand up and be counted. And he's going to have a big game after missing game one.
I need one follow-up here, Danny. And it's BWP, when you were playing, right?
Yeah.
Did you play best when you were pissed off, when you were in a good mood? Like, yes, you were the same way?
Yeah, I played best when I was being doubted. I played best my times after, you know, I was left out of the team for a while. Like, if I was struggling to get into the team, whenever I got in, I felt like I was, you know, I had a point to prove. I wanted to prove to the fans, to my coach, to my teammates, that I should be the player starting. Also, I got a good example. When I left Red Bull, they thought I was, you know, old, which I was getting a bit older. I had an injury for the whole of 2019. And, you know, the narrative was that, you know, he's probably past it now. I don't know if he recovers from this injury. So when I got to LAFC, I've never worked so hard in the gym, on the pitch. I was even learning some Spanish just so I could talk a little bit to my teammates. And I, you know, although it was a COVID season, I feel like I had maybe 8 or 9 goals, 5 or 6 assists. I don't want to get this wrong, you know, but I had a good season for the amount of games we had. I had a really good season. And that was because I was being doubted.
Love yeah, that. Incredible. Just to think that you had an injury season and a 1-goal season your first year, and you still end up an all-time goal scorer. I mean, just shows how prolific you were once you got rolling, for sure. One thing Wilf said also in that same press conference was, he said, "Streets don't forget ballers, but I don't want to be a baller remembered by the streets. I want to be remembered as a baller who did it for 10 years in the English Premier League, the best league in the world." So yeah. I absolutely love that attitude.
He's right.
And when we're talking about attitude, the other big attitude on the team that we saw in that shootout win is Christian Kolina. The way that he sort of just owned that box, his body language, his physicality in terms of, and then finally being the one to make, you know, the really nice save. You know, Westwood shot it, you know, pretty easily for Freeze to save. That's easy. Yeah. The only real, truly, like, great save in the shootout that I saw was Kolina to win it at the end. Where are we? If we do have to end up, if we don't get that magical brace that I like Johnny is calling for and that I'm certainly hoping for, and you would love to see too, Bradley.
Yeah.
If we don't get that, we end up in a shootout. I've called Kolina the one man who can win this series single-handedly. Where are we at with a great goalkeeper, and how does that fuel the outfield players knowing they have that wall behind them?
It's amazing. You need that. You know, in playoff games, it's, you know, the games are always in the balance. And a lot of the times you're talking about the DP that wins a game for you or a keeper standing on their head. And Christian Kolina has that ability about him. And just quickly, you know, out of the playoffs, I want to give him credit for his mentality. The game of football is a lot about what you got up here, you know, in your mind, because you know, you're a professional player. You're obviously good at the game, but there's a lot of ups and downs during the season. And Kolina, I remember earlier in the season, he got dropped. Correct me if I'm wrong. He got dropped from the side.
Yeah.
Not sure if he had an injury.
For several matches, yeah.
He was being questioned. And I was seeing him make mistakes I'd never seen him make. For the goalkeeper of the year before, to be making the mistakes he was making, I was like, what's going on here? Normally, a player comes out of the team, you don't get back to this level. When he got back into the team, he's been unbelievable for you guys. And to have that going into a playoff game where you know that you could go to penalties, or you know that the keeper's going to need to make 1 or 2 saves that keeps you in the game, you go out in the team, you go out as a team knowing that you can take a 1 or 2 more chances. You know, if I'm taking a penalty and I know my keeper can stand on his head and maybe win the shootout, I'm more relaxed taking my penalty. Because if we miss, or if I miss, I know he's going to save one anyway. So, yeah, there's nothing better than having a goalkeeper that can pull you out of trouble.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that and back I think it was May, Danny, when we were at Philadelphia. We were sitting in the row literally behind the bench, and Christian Kolina was sitting in front of us as he got benched in that matchup.
Yeah.
And David Bingham was in net against Philadelphia, and Philadelphia beat Charlotte FC in that match on the last kick of the game, which ended up being, honestly, one of the most important results of the season for both clubs.
Yeah.
And who knows if that rematch happens. If it does, we know Christian Kolina won't be sitting on that bench against Philadelphia. But what about NYCFC? Let's go there, because – I've been impressed with this outfit. I think NYCFC is playing incredibly well. I think in their locker room right now, in their changing room, I think if you gave them a dose of truth serum, they'd say we should be on to the next round already. And they're kind of having to come back down here and play on Friday night. What do you expect from that club traveling back here and in this game third?
I think they'll come back with confidence. I think game one would have given them a lot of confidence because, you know, the myth of going to Charlotte, you know, you guys being so good at home can be daunting. But them coming down there and winning a game, I know Wilfred Zaha wasn't playing, but they'll take, like, we can go and do that. We've done this before, and quite convincingly. Whether that's down to Charlotte's performance or not, it doesn't matter. They've done that. So they'll be pretty confident. They have pieces in that team that are very hard to stop on the day. When they get going and start playing their football, it's a very attractive style of football. And Alonso Martinez, to just finish that off, the cherry on top, is a player that, even though we talk about him a lot, I still think he can do with a lot more credit. He's missed a few chances this season that if he doesn't miss, you're probably talking about him up there with Boanga, Surridge, Messi with the golden boot, because he is that dangerous. Honestly, he gets like a two or three good chances a game. He's very difficult to stop. But yeah, if I'm in their locker room, I'd honestly be coming down and saying, listen, we've done this only a week or so ago. You know, let's go out, play the same, have the right attitude and, you know, take our chances. So it's going to be an interesting matchup.
Oh, yeah. Not only interesting. I mean, it's going to be like squeaky bum time the entire time. It's like, not very often in MLS, just the way that the league is set up, like you go to a match and it's like everything's on the line. So the fact that that's happening Friday night at the bank, it's like, wow, this is going to be an incredible atmosphere. I'm excited getting chills thinking about the stakes Friday night.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm in studio for that one, man. It's going
to
be good.
Yeah, that's good to hear. We hopefully, you know, give a shout out to Charlotte Soccer Show while you're there. We wouldn't hate it, you know. But Johnny, you bring that up and you talk about, you know, it's all or nothing. It's loser goes home. I would just love to maybe get some thoughts about it's potentially the last game for our stalwart defender, Adilson Milanda. He's off to go play for Borough in the English Championship in January. And so he's kind of like his career with Charlotte FC now will last as long as this run goes. So he'll be playing in likely his final home match tomorrow. Either way, it's we're going to need a lot of upsets to get another Charlotte home match. I know the fans are going to be there to send him off. I know someone like Ashley Westwood is sitting there thinking about Milanda in those terms and as the captain in the changing room, the dressing room. What's it like just being part of a team and knowing that you're playing sort of for a teammate who's trying to extend a run like that?
Yeah, it's a positive, right? Because you can use that, you know, you can use the fact that Milanda's leaving as more motivation. I know if I'm the captain in that change room, I'll be saying, hey, we can't lose this. Let's give him one more game. Let's send him away in the best way possible. It's sort of like LAFC with Chirandolo. It's probably like Columbus Crew with Darlington Nagbe. You want to use that as motivation. You want to get the best out of that player because, you know, let's be honest, Milanda's probably the best defender you have. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
that's in the league, baby. Come on now.
Hey, I'm not going to argue on this show, but yeah, you know what I mean? So you want to get the best out of him for the amount of time you have him. But I'll be using that as a message. Okay. Like let's have him here as long as we can. Let's win this game for him. Let's send him off the right way.
Dean Smith has been, let's say, annoyed for like half the season. I feel like he's been annoyed for like 4 months straight.
He's an Englishman. What do you expect? We're always annoyed.
They're good. Because I'm starting to get worried. I'm like, truly, BWP, I'm like, is he getting fed up with MLS? Like, he's really complaining a lot about MLS. And he's clearly a good manager that could probably manage somewhere else if he wanted to. Are you concerned at all about kind of MLS kind of stick, you know, not being the place that Dean Smith wants to be for the long term? Because I'm starting to get worried.
I was going to say, this is just your insecurities. You're just worried that you got a good manager and he might be looking to go somewhere else. Okay. I wouldn't worry. I watch Premier League. I watch all different leagues and I see managers, coaches complaining all the time about things they don't like about the league, but they love it. I've spoke to Dean before and, you know, the enthusiasm he has about the league, I wouldn't guess that he's not happy here. He's got a team that, you know, every season he seems to do a little bit better with. If I was him, I'd see this as, you know, not being too far away from winning some, you know, a proper trophy, like a shield or a cup. So, nah, I wouldn't worry if I was you.
Cool. He's at the wheel. Dino is at the wheel.
He's at the wheel, man.
Yes, he's at the wheel. And what he's brought is like this sense of consistency, right? Where week to week, you don't feel like, oh, what's happening over at Atrium Health Performance Park? Who's the leader over there? Like there's a clear head honcho of the club right now. And I just think that if he were to leave, I think the whole thing would fall apart, if I'm being honest.
I agree. I think it would be a big loss. Sorry to cut you, John. I think it would be a big loss. I think the identity he's built, you know, at Charlotte now is like, it takes a particular person to do that. When I look at Charlotte, it almost looks like an English team to me. They're very streetwise. They're not always, you know, so obsessed with playing the beautiful game. I like Charlotte because they're going to get it done by any means necessary. And my come up in the English game was similar. You know, we didn't have all these fancy patterns of play, but it was like, go and win your head off, win the first duel, you know, outrun this team, be tough in the tackle. You got a dangerous goal scorer, a tricky player. It just reminds me of an English team. So it'd be hard to replicate that if you don't have a coach like Dean Smith.
We need one more thing, one asset specifically next season if we want to become a true English team. Danny, you know what that is? Come on, you know where I'm going with this. A long throw specialist.
Yeah. Then that would be done.
Well, I saw Nathan, you say that, Johnny. I saw Nathan Byrne early in the first half, I think. He tried that long throw from the right side, and no one was really set. It's like the guys didn't know what to do with it. I was like, is Byrne the only one watching Premier League these days?
They got to copy Arsenal, man.
Yeah. Arsenal has added a third goal, by the way, in their Champions League matchup as we're recording this. So we'll have to go back and watch the highlights.
I got to speak to you guys every week when Arsenal are playing, if that's the good luck.
Yes. Yes. Hey, we would be down for that for sure. We'll take you anytime you want, BWP. I'm so excited you're going to be in the studio. I think we can pretty much wrap things up here and keep it tight. It's been an excellent visit with you, as always. Third time coming on the show, and you are always welcome. Johnny, any final thoughts to close with?
Yeah, I before we started, for the listeners and the viewers, I said, hey, I'm hanging at work right now. I work for NASCAR. You get down here for maybe the Coke 600 next year, or parlay a Charlotte FC weekend into a NASCAR weekend.
Let's go,
just let me know, and we'll take the show on the road.
Don't be ducking me when I call you. Do not be ducking me. I will call you, and I will ask for those tickets.
All right, good. Our friend Kirk will take care of us.
Say no more. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. You guys are amazing, man. It's fun. Nice, easy talk.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Pleasure.
Thank you. Cheers.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.